Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Tuesday's show.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room and check in with everybody. In a few months, he might be shaving his head completely bald. He doesn't want to since his wife will be appalled. Here is Eddie.
Yeah. It's getting pretty bad, guys.
What?
My memory. It's getting so bad that my wife is now writing sticky notes and putting them all over the house for me to remember things.
Is this because you're not prioritizing things she's saying?
No. Lately, she's just been saying, like, I told you we were going to do this because we were supposed to go out to dinner with a couple, and she's like, oh, we're doing that tonight. You know that. And I'm like, you never told me about this. She's like, I told you 100 times about this. You just don't listen or you're forgetting, whatever. So then we have another dinner coming up in October, and she's already written sticky notes and put it all over my bathroom and all over my office.
Why don't you keep a calendar?
That doesn't matter because I don't really look at the calendar.
Well, yeah, if you don't look at it.
Well, you can,
but you can look
yourself
at it.
Too.
But you can also put it on your phone where it tells you each day what you're... I keep a calendar, first of all, and then I keep a list that I call a list.
Mm-hmm.
And every day I'm trying to look at it to see what I need to do that day. Or if it's like, I don't want to forget this, I put it down real quick.
That's a lot of work, man.
It is a lot of work.
But you know what's more work? Forgetting something and having to freak out because you didn't do it, or rushing to get it done.
But she puts it in the calendar. I just don't look at it. And to her, the priority is that I remember about these dates.
Then you should just remember the calendar. That's the only thing you ever have to remember.
that's too much.
The fact
man.
You know, the calendar is crazy to me because I use one all the time.
Yeah, don't use a calendar. Who needs a calendar?
I do.
I do.
I used to be anti-calendar too, guys. And let me tell you, it just makes your life so much easier.
No stress.
Don't resist it anymore.
No. I tried to do calendar in college in one summer.
I hung it up on the fridge and put it in a little block.
I bought one of those. They were like a
planner.
Calendar. Like a planner.
Yeah.
And I had two jobs. So I wrote all my work dates on each on the calendar.
And you had to carry it extra. This is already.
No, hold on. Yeah. And someone broke into my car and stole it. And I was like, that's a sign from God. I'm not supposed to have a calendar.
You stopped planning on that day.
That was it. That was the last time I ever used a calendar.
Eddie, I think this is not a memory issue. I think it's a priority issue.
Okay. Put a little more effort is what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's what my wife said.
It's a priority.
Huh.
All right, moving on. He's been known as the one who calls 911. He's either taking a nap or going on a run. It's Lunchbox.
So I saw one of those street performers, you know, girl out singing, and on her bucket it said college fund. So I was like, let me see if this girl's any good.
College fund or fun?
Fund.
Oh, God.
Like she's looking for tips for her college, I guess is what that means.
Yeah. Both of the words.
And so my question is, this girl a star or not a star?
Okay. You have audio here.
Yeah, here you go, Ray. Give me it to me. You can guess that also.
Well, but then the answer is no, he didn't tip her even if he liked her, if that's the game we're not playing.
You like that song, Lunchbox?
Guns N' Roses.
No,
you think that was original?
No, it's not original. I knew that. Is it really Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about star. I mean, I can't see her, or I don't know, but...
Yeah, I was just seeing, like, on her voice, did you think she's a star? Like, not a star?
Will you play it again from the beginning?
Yeah.
I would turn my chair around if I were on the voice.
She's got good control of her voice.
Yeah, I would turn my chair around. So, I don't know, star, I don't know, but I would turn my chair around and be like, it's pretty
see
good.
See what's up.
What's the trick here?
Yeah, I don't know, because something's up.
Yeah, but... Would you tip or not tip?
Tip.
No tip.
If you had the money, if you had cash.
Did you tip?
No.
Well, we knew that.
You just took audio from her.
So you took her audio for singing, played it on the air.
Used it as a bit.
Used it as a bit.
You don't even have her name.
I do have her name.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What are you getting?
Where is it?
It's in my phone.
It's in my phone.
I took a picture.
Okay.
Let me find it. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Yeah, stall tactic. Go. Filibuster. No.
Well, I guess you could go on to me and then he could look it up.
Are you going to filibuster or not?
When was
Why
this?
Why do you keep saying the word filibuster?
He likes to show that he knows what it
means. Yeah, it means
But a filibuster is not...
That's when you ramble on and on and on, right?
Well, it's
to delay something. Yeah,
okay.
Oh, wait, here she is. Her name is...
But you knew you were going to talk about that, so why did you not have that ready?
I think her name is Bridget Smith. Right?
Yeah. B-R-I-G-I-T.
But
Smith.
Why did you not have that ready if you knew you were going to talk about that?
Well, I didn't know you guys would want her name.
Okay.
Well, yeah, if you want to tip her.
But I don't know how to tip her if her name's just Bridget Smith.
Well, I guess that's her...
Was that her Venmo?
I guess that'd be
her Venmo. At Bridget Smith.
B-R-I-G-I-T.
Yeah.
Smith.
That's right.
Okay. Let's move on over.
So that was it?
I thought there was something more to it.
Okay. No, that is...
Let's move on over to Amy. She's a Texas A&M Aggie, and she has a cute cat named Maggie. Ooh. Here she is, Amy, everybody. Ooh.
So I had an appointment, and I walk in, and the guy there is on the phone with 911. And he's like, I'm on the phone with the police. I'll be with you in just a second. And I'm like, well, what in the heck happened? So he hung up. He's like, yeah, you're not going to believe this. I went outside just to tell a woman, like, hey, just so you know, you're parked in handicap. And she wasn't handicapped. And he's like, they've been issuing tickets to people.
So he didn't say get out of the spot.
No, he wasn't even trying. I mean,
maybe you didn't realize you parked in handicap.
Right. He was trying to help her out, but he was immediately met with like defensiveness. And she just started yelling at him and then like reached into her car. She got into the door and was like threatening him like she had a gun. Whoa. And so
did she pull the gun out or she just like.
Oh, he said that. Yeah. I mean, it was, but I don't. She didn't like point it at him. You're in the middle of this is a busy shopping center. And so he just like, you know what? I'm good. Just trying to help you out. I'm going to go ahead and go back inside. So he went inside, but then he immediately called 911 and then the police showed up. She had already left, but they gave a description, the car, the whatnot. And so
did the police even go chase that down. She didn't do anything. And he's talking about his opinion. I guess if she had a gun, you could see it on the camera.
Yeah. No, at that point she was already gone, but isn't that wild?
I'm going to get my, it rhymes with mun. Yeah, that is crazy. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, his calendar is full of dots that doesn't include all his random thoughts. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. So we have these cameras on our properties, security cameras all over the place. And so I get a couple friends that come up and work out a few times a week, Eddie and our friend Ben. Not yours, Rector.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine?
Dude, I was about to say, definitely you just not, let the cat out of the bag. Yeah.
And so I don't think much about it, but my wife is laughing one day when I'm walking in. And she's like, when you guys are working out there, you think like it's like pretty cool? I'm like, I don't know. We're just exercising. She goes, what about when you guys are doing jumps? I'm like, oh, were you watching? She goes, I was watching on the security camera. So she has the video of us jumping over the bin. We look terrible.
Yeah, we look like idiots.
We look like idiots. I feel like we look much better when we work. I feel like we look cool.
Oh, dude, I pictured
like
myself looking like an athlete.
Like you jump and
like
boom,
you look go. Like you feel like college athlete, but you look
like
more
a
like
a football player.
I think
man.
My cameras are messed up.
Middle aged.
Oh yeah. And the angle, you get the angle.
Yeah, it definitely sells us short on how high we're jumping, and it's like extra awkward because probably the footage isn't great.
Dude, we look so dumb.
We
in
look
that video.
So dumb. And I sent it to Eddie, and then Eddie sent it. And now Kevin shows it to his other clients.
Just so they get a laugh.
Yes. So that's what my wife does. She watches us on security.
It's messed up.
It's entertainment.
Records us and then goes, do you understand how dumb you look? And I thought she was kidding until I saw us. And then I'm like, yep, I do now. You look pretty dumb. All right, thank you. We're here. Let's go. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Bobby Bones. I made the mistake of offering to watch my coworker's dogs for a week while she's on vacation. Now I'm regretting it, and the vacation is still 2 weeks away. Since she lives just a couple blocks from me, it's really not a big deal until I started getting hit with the ground rules, with the requirements. It's not just taking them out, it's walking them, it's giving them food and water.
Well, hold on.
Now she's saying the pups also need a Disney Plus show put on repeat with a list of shows they like. Run a lint brush over the furniture so she doesn't come home to a massive amount of dog hair to clean up. Okay. Treats have to be homemade. She's giving me a recipe and they take about 25 minutes to make. Pillows in the dog bed are changed twice daily and washed after each use. Plus, she's going to call to check in. It's not just worth the aggravation. This no longer feels like a free for a friend gig and that I need some cash for it. How much should I ask for and how do I get out if she's not willing to pony up? Signed, Dog Sitter Sarah. Yeah. All that stuff's fine to have to do if you're getting paid to do it. But not as a friend. You're making homemade treats if you're just watching a dog for a friend.
And washing the pillows after every use.
And the lint roller.
That ain't happening. Yeah. That ain't happening. So these are extra demands. They're very extra, by the way. But if they're going to want it, she needs to pay you. So a week. So
what do you...
Are you living at the house with all that? So sometimes... If we're in a real pinch, Abby will come over to the house for a day or two and watch the dogs. But Abby's like way overqualified to watch the dogs. But I trust her. So I don't know that what I pay Abby when I'm like, Abby, can you please help? Would be fair. So I'm going to let you say.
No.
I'll tell you, but I want to. What would you pay her for a week of watching the dogs? Does she stay she has to stay the night, it sounds like.
If I was having to do all that, I would prefer to stay the night. Because mm-hmm. then I'm driving back and forth for a whole week. So, hey, you get a place to stay. You're doing that. I mean, I don't know. I've had to hire people
7 days
that are like $60 a day.
So you would pay them?
60 times 7. 40.
$420?
Mm-hmm. And then maybe a little. But that's like if you're going to board your dog or have a legit dog sitter come.
60 bucks. Okay, lunchbox.
It would be about that.
I'd pay him $20 a day.
For homemade treats.
No, but see, here's the thing. If I'm this girl, I'm not doing the homemade treats. Yeah, I did it. Cool. I did the homemade treats.
Oh, she's not going to know.
Yeah, she's not going to know. The dog can't tell her that you didn't make the homemade treats, so just tell her you did it. Oh, yeah, I washed
the camera. If they have cameras in the house.
Oh, fine.
What?
Whatever. Then they won't ask me to do it next time, but I'm not washing the things every time. I would be like, yeah, I did that, and just wash them once at the very end of the week. Dog can't tell.
Eddie?
$200. I'm around lunchbox with the $20
for 7 days.
Yeah,
you charge $200.
$200 sounds good to me.
Hey, Abby, do you mind talking about this?
No.
Okay, because it's not like Abby's our. But if I just trust Abby to stay at my house, someone always stays at our house when we're gone. Mostly, Stanley's had so many surgeries we can't board him. He'll tear another leg. He's had 14 surgeries. So, I pay Abby $100 a day.
What?
Do what?
What?
I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it. We'll both do it.
I'll do it for 95.
You have two dogs. And
I'll do it for 90.
It's having someone present at your home.
85.
Abby, how do you feel about that?
Oh my, she loves it.
Yeah, I think it's a great amount.
And it's cash, tax-free cash, right?
I have nothing to do with anybody's taxes, so I don't know.
Amy. Right.
Why would you say that?
Amy.
Why wouldn't I? If your friend is watching your dog, you don't have to pay taxes on that.
No. Any money that you make, you're supposed to report.
Not like that.
Amy's been talking a lot about taxes lately.
Hey, whatever. Abby, do you feel like that's fair?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You don't?
I do.
Were you stuttering?
I was going to say it could be a little over, but.
Oh, no. It's because one, we always call you kind of last minute if like somebody else falls
through. She has nothing going on.
Yes, she does.
And then call me last minute all the time.
Then secondly, you're staying at our house.
I can stay at your house, man.
Yeah, that's a treat. That's a bonus to stay at your house.
And I think technically
a lot nicer in her house.
You have a pool, dude.
Like $500 or $600 a month, you don't have to pay taxes.
Okay, Amy, stop with the taxes.
And then I go pick up one of your dogs too, right?
Well, but she gets to drop it off for like a whole day too.
Oh,
so you don't have to watch it.
Like right, Eller.
You just have to shuttle it
when we're gone.
Oh my god,
I can shuttle it. Eller stays at the dog place for like 6 hours. Mm.
You've got to be kidding me. I can do that, dude, for $85.
Bones, she's ripping you off. I'll do it for $70.
And make sure she doesn't run away when I let her out. Remember? You were like, she's chasing squirrels.
Lunchbox and Eddie, y'all have wives, you have children.
My wife would want me to do this.
Abby. Thank you for all your help.
Of course.
So that's why I didn't yell mine out, because I probably...
Oh, my God.
I'll do it anytime. Thank you, really.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Thank you, Abby.
What a sacrifice.
Oh, wow. I'll give up my weekend for $100. Oh, my God.
Wow, but it also, she didn't have to stay at the house. She spends the night there, but she can be gone, do stuff all during the day. Because Stanley takes naps all day, and Eller's at the dog place.
Yeah, but like,
six
I
hours.
Would want to stay there.
At our house?
Yeah, man, it's like a resort.
Does she have people over at the house soon?
Yeah, sure, Swan. I don't care.
What on earth?
Yeah. Parties?
I don't know about parties. I don't want anything to get stolen.
What's the cat?
No, there's no cat. No, we're not doing that. All right, thank you. Dog sitter Sarah, I would charge her $50-$60 a day to do all this.
Yeah, that sounds
good. To do all this.
Do all that.
Just do a flat. I'll tell you what, just do a flat rate, $250 for the week.
What?
To do all that, down. And then Abby?
But no, $100 don't make her drink. Just say you did. Dog's not going to tell on you. Wise man once said. All right, there you go. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, here's a voicemail we got last night.
This is not a lie. Hey there, hometown. It's stuck in my head for the past 3 days, and I cannot stop singing it. And it does apply to any state or any situation. I feel like you can plug that in, because I did it with my hometown, and it works. Oh, Trenton, you'll always be home to me. I hope you know, no matter where I go, these Jersey roots run deep. Like, it just works, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to let you guys know that, and I hope you didn't mind that in my horrible singing, but I appreciate you guys. Love the show.
Let's go.
So good.
Whoa, Arkansas. Yeah. Easy. It works, man.
No, you guys say Mountain Pine.
Yeah, Mountain Pine.
I can do whatever. Okay. No, I don't have to do anything.
You're
don't
Arkansas.
Tell me what I have to do, Eddie.
You're going
to
say Arkansas.
I get to do my own story, my own town.
No,
okay?
I think it's good to go city, then.
Whoa, Arkansas.
Mountain Pine.
No, I get to do my own. You'll always be home to me. Mm-hmm. I hope no matter where you go, these Razorback roots run deep.
I see what you did.
See, guys, he had his own creativity. You don't write the song for him. You're not the writers.
You guys were just being so judgmental
You're right.
Sorry, Bobby.
We apologize. Hey, you don't deserve that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It feels good whenever somebody says
it. It does, man.
Right.
Don't start saying it, Eddie.
Exactly. What would yours be? Go. What?
Oh, Austin.
Ooh, I wouldn't do that. None
okay, Texas? Oh,
ATX.
Texas.
Oh, syllables.
Good
ATX.
One.
Yeah.
ATX.
Go.
You'll always be home to me.
I hope you know no matter where I go.
These Texas roots run deep.
Wow, that
so
does
good.
Work. Yeah, Eddie?
Whoa, McAllen, so you'll always be home to me.
Mm-hmm. I hope you know, no matter where I go,
these Texas roots run free.
I would say border.
What?
Oh,
border.
Man. Yeah, border patrol.
Town? These border town roots, and they go, ba-da-da.
No.
Sound effects?
Yeah. Hey, shout out a cartel while you're at it.
No. Lunchbox, yours will be what? ATX?
No. I'd go, sing it for me.
Whoa.
My Northwood.
Is that your neighborhood?
Neighborhood. Or I say Summit Elementary.
No, you
know what I mean? Like how the football players
say. Whoa, Summit.
No, you should do his high school because he's prom king.
Anderson High. Whoa, Anderson High. Oh, still tough.
You say Anderson.
LC Anderson.
Okay. Whoa, Anderson.
Trojans.
Whoa, Trojan.
Of Northwood.
That's tough, man.
Yeah, yours is, I don't think you can do the song.
You may have to sit out on this one.
Whoa.
That's all right.
You have to do ATX
anyway.
Whoa, ATX. You'll always be home to me. I hope you know no matter where you go, these Trojan roots run deep. That's yours.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Yeah. Morgan?
It's the same as Abby's.
Yeah.
Wichita.
Ray?
Whoa, Detroit. You'll always be home.
You've never claimed Detroit in your life.
You're not from Detroit.
I'm from Michigan.
A known city.
No, you get a whoa.
What's your city?
Michigan. You'll always be home to me. I know no matter where you go. You're not really
Michigander roots run deep.
These lumberjack roots run deep.
Yeah.
But what is your city? Try your city in it.
Gwen?
Yeah.
Is Gwen near Detroit?
No, it's nowhere close.
Okay.
It's just like that joke where people say, where are you from? And you go, Gwen. And they go, what? And then you go, Detroit. I'm right next to Detroit.
But you're not.
I know, but it's a funny joke.
That's hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Never heard a funnier joke. Well, let's play this song from Abby. Lee Anderson.
Why'd we do this?
This
you
is
led
called
me down a hole.
Hey, you took part in the bit, so now we're gonna play it. This is Hey There Hometown from Abby Lee Anderson here, Bobby Bone Show.
Hey there, hometown. how you been since I rolled out.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this mom in Utah, Courtney, she decided to run a marathon. She's getting towards the end of the race. She's at mile 24. So she's got 2 miles to go. And then she looks over and sees her daughter in the crowd, her 10-year-old daughter. And the daughter sees that her mom is really struggling. Like, the mom has tears in her eyes. At the end of the race, it can get kind of emotional. So the daughter jumped into the course from the crowd, grabbed her mom's hand, and they ran the last 2.2 miles together and crossed the finish line.
I mean, the story is a 10-year-old ran 2 miles.
Yeah. That's pretty good, too.
Pretty good.
Well, that training, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. I ran a marathon once. It's pretty cool.
No, you didn't.
It's pretty cool. It's a good time. I remember crossing the finish line and being like, I did it.
No, that's exactly what you did, is popped in from the audience and then crossed the finish line.
Bobby was supporting someone else?
Yes. Oh.
Well, I was by myself.
You didn't see anyone struggling?
Well, no, I did. But then when I jumped in the race, just to not even to run the whole thing, just to be like, you can do it. I stepped in a hole and hurt my ankle a little bit. And I was like, ow. And then there were walls and I couldn't get out. And so luckily I didn't sprain my ankle hard. It just, when you know how you turn it sometimes real quick, and I'm like, oh God. So then I'm just like trying to find a hole to get out, but I can't because there are walls, because it's like the last mile of the race. And I'm like, well, for everybody else's sake, I'm just going to finish this thing.
Right.
And then
and you even finish it like limping.
I run across and dim arms in the air. And
you
didn't
get a banana, did you?
Well, I got a medal, then I got a banana.
Oh boy.
And one of those wraps that keeps you warm.
It's like I just didn't want anyone else. I don't want to take the attention off anyone else. I've been like, I'm not supposed to be here.
Right, right.
So I just took it all in. It's pretty awesome. So thanks to me. I'm a survivor. That's really cool. You know?
Yeah, very special. Yeah. I remember my mom meeting, it was kind of the opposite. I was a daughter running a marathon. And then my mom and my boyfriend at the time, I saw them at about mile 24. And they had signs. And like, then my boyfriend yelled, "You're my hero." And that helped me keep going. And then my mom gave me ibuprofen.
Was your boyfriend Enrique Iglesias?
Then I popped it.
You're my hero, baby.
That song actually was popular at the time. So, and we would listen to it a lot.
Maybe he was just singing it.
Maybe that's why. But yeah,
maybe
my mom.
You didn't even have a boyfriend.
No.
You just heard Enrique playing over the top.
No, I did. And then the ibuprofen, that's what got me through the last 2 miles.
Also, similar story. I stepped in a hole on mine. Remember when your mom stepped in a hole?
It's not telling me something good. That's for sure. So we should probably say that for another time.
Amy's mom stepped in a hole.
I was young. Yeah. I was.
And then what happened?
I'm glad you asked. Go ahead, Amy.
Oh, gosh. I was. I had a softball tournament or something. And so I had my bags and we were walking together and everybody's around, you know, a lot of people. And you know, I was young and I was embarrassed. Yeah. My mom fell in a hole. And instead of helping her, I just walked away like I didn't know her.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I'm not proud of it.
You were embarrassed? She fell?
It's one of my biggest life regrets.
Mm-hmm. Enrique would not be proud of that.
No.
Right. No. I mean, it was something. I went back later, years later. And
she wasn't still there, was she?
I'm
in the hole.
I asked for forgiveness.
Yeah.
My mom and I had my younger years with her, we had a very difficult relationship. It was mostly me.
I can tell.
I had a lot of confusion and anger. I didn't know how to process.
Into the hole. Take a step this way.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But then.
That's a good story. The 10-year-old jumps in the crowd. Da, 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 da.
That's a good story.
That's a good story. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Let's play The Feud. We asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners on our social media pages, what's the best animated Disney movie? There are 10 answers on the board. Amy, you're first. Whoever wins,
okay. You'll
have your option of the cash or the prize. And I've got both of them written down already here, so I can't change them. Go ahead.
Legit question. Is Pixar part of Disney or is it totally separate?
Don't know. It's just when people answer the questions. They can answer it wrong.
Okay.
Cool. I don't know.
Cool. Okay. Lion King.
Show me. Lion King. Number one answer.
Oh. Okay. Cinderella.
Show me Cinderella.
Oh, no.
Amy goes down with 1 point for the first round. Lunchbox.
Little Mermaid.
Show me the Little Mermaid. Number five answer. Have yourself 5 little points.
I will. Oh, I still got to keep going?
You don't have to. You can pass.
No, I don't want to pass. Give me Coco.
Show him Coco. Eddie, coming over to you.
Bones, give me Snow White.
Show him Snow White and the Dwarfs.
What? Hi-ho, hi-ho.
Yeah, hi.
We're off to work.
Oh,
we go.
Got it. I thought you were calling me a name. All right. Round number two. Points are doubled. Amy, we asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners, what's the best animated Disney movie? Off the board right now, we have The Lion King at 1 and The Little Mermaid at 5.
Beauty and the Beast?
Show me Beauty and the Beast. There you go. That's your number three answer. Have yourself 6 points doubled up.
Okay. Aladdin?
Aladdin. That's a number two answer. Have yourself 4 more points.
Okay.
Good job.
Finding Nemo?
Finding Nemo! That's the number eight answer. Have yourself 16
okay,
points.
She's
taking off. She's taking off.
Don't mind if I do?
Don't mind if she does.
Mm. Okay, now what do we have?
So off the board, we have at number one, The Lion King. At number two, Aladdin. Number three, Beauty and the Beast. Number five, Little Mermaid. And number eight, Finding Nemo. There are still 5 answers on the board. Points are doubled.
Pocahontas?
Show me Pocahontas!
No.
Amy, after round 2, you have 27 points. Lunchbox, you have 5.
Yeah, give me this one.
Go.
Lady and the Tramp.
Show it to him. No spaghetti for you, Eddie.
Give me Frozen.
Frozen!
Hey, I don't know what How Disney... That, I don't know what Disney...
That was huge.
Okay, round 3, where points are tripled. Amy, you have 27 points. 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners were asked on Facebook, what's the best animated Disney movie? Amy, there are 5 answers on the board. 4, 6, 7, 9, and 10. What do you have?
101 Dalmatians.
Show me the dogs. No. Lunchbox, you got to get this to stay in the game. You have 5 points.
Yeah, I understand. I mean,
if you hit 10, you're in the lead.
I know. I understand that.
You hit 9, you're in the lead.
I understand that.
You hit 7, you're in the lead.
That's what I'm talking about.
Go.
There's ones that I want to say, but I have no idea if they're Disney.
Just
I don't
say them, man.
No, I'm not going to say them. So I'm going to go with this one that I have no idea if it's even any good. But It's called Moana.
Show me Moana.
Ah! 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 Where's that at, baby? Hit me with a 10. He's a 10. 10.
Moana is at number 7, worth 21 points.
Yeah!
Plus your 5. Woo! Lunchbox takes the lead. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, is he down one? Where's he? 26. He's one down.
Oh. You need another one.
What up?
Yeah, that's worth 21. You had 5.
Come on, Lunchbox.
You told me that.
I know. I told you wrong. My math is not good.
Oh, man. That's the only movie I had, man.
There's still 3 or 4 left.
Still 4.
Do you want to hear the ones out again?
Yeah.
Lion King at 1, Aladdin 2, Beauty and the Beast at 3. 4, we did not know. Little Mermaid at 5, Moana at 7, Finding Nemo at 8. So we have 4, 6, 9, and 10.
Gosh, man.
You're 1 point down.
You had me. I thought I had it, man.
I know, me too.
What is one that I've seen that I've watched in the...
5 seconds?
Give me... Toy Story.
Show the guy Toy Story.
That's Disney?
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that was Disney.
Me neither.
I didn't know that's Disney.
I had that in the home.
Number 4 is Toy Story.
Oh my god.
Have
goodness.
Yourself 12 points, my friend. Lunchbox in the lead. Let's
what
go.
In the world?
Come on.
Good job.
Okay. Okay, give me them. Give me them, baby. Little superheroes called The Incredibles.
Show them The Incredibles.
Disney! I had no idea that was Disney! You gotta be kidding me! Oh, wow!
Where'd you pull that from?
Well, I've been thinking about them the whole time, but I didn't think they were Disney. But I was like, I got nothing, so I might as well go with them. Hey. Whoever's that? 10?
That was 9.
Ah!
You got 2 left. You got 6 and 10.
Oh, man. Man. What else is out there that people like? Jumanji!
Is that a cartoon, even?
I think it's humans.
Oh, it's not?
Humans, yeah, I know. All right, Eddie.
Oh, crap.
I mean, I got nothing left.
You have nothing left?
I mean, I got Jungle Book.
Show him Jungle Book. With 65 points, Lunchbox
said winning. Wow! What a comeback! He was down to 1 second on the clock!
Who was?
It was me! Me! I love you, Disney.
Big one. Okay, here we go. The number 6 answer that we did not get to was...
Cars.
Monsters, Inc.
Oh, my God.
Cars is a good one, too.
But Cars is Pixar, right?
Nah.
I don't know, Amy.
It's Disney.
I thought it...
My kids like that Monsters, Inc.
And at number 10...
Cars.
Mulan.
Mulan
at 10. But Lunchbox,
good job.
Great win.
Yes.
Snatched it from the jaws of defeat.
Oh, man. 1 second to go. Hail Mary shot.
We need to make a Disney movie out of this.
Oh, yeah.
Out of this right here. Great job. Very excited today.
Why?
2 reasons. 1, I asked Dolly if she'd be a part of my comedy special that we're shooting.
Oh, wow. And
we're doing a show in Nashville, not this weekend, but next. She's not in town, so she couldn't come to do it on stage. But she's like, come to my house.
Shut up.
We'll do an interview there.
Dolly Parton.
You're filming a thing at Dolly's house for your comedy show?
Wow. And we're going to her, like, place.
Wow.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, yes. Well, okay. It gets better. No, hold on. Just
like a compound?
Wow. I know. I love Dolly. She's always been super cool to me. And so I'm going to go today. I'm going over today to do it. And I'm also going to do some. So we're doing it, too, because she has a new record that's out as well. So it's like, I asked her. I was like, hey, will you do this? She's like, yeah. And then she has a new record out, so we're going to do a bunch of a promo for it as well. It's kind of like a trade-off.
Yeah.
I'll do promo for 10 years for her for one, you know, for...
Wow.
I'm very fortunate that she agreed to do this, but I'm going to go over there today after the show.
Wow.
So that is super cool.
You ever been to her house?
Never. No.
Well, that was weird.
It is weird.
This whole 5 seconds was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. But I'm excited because I think we all love Dolly, and that new record that she has coming out. She has a song out. Have you heard it?
Yeah, What's Up?
It's so good.
That's what it's called. What's Up?
What's Up? If I were to sing it, it'd be, hey, yeah, 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 hey, and what's going on?
I said, hey.
Remember that? Yeah. So it's her in the original
of that song, who is?
Linda Perry.
Who?
Four Non Blondes.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Band, oh, good job. Yeah. Linda Perry. So here's Dolly's. Here's Dolly's version. We should just play the whole thing, right?
That's awesome. Yeah, please.
It's good.
It's so good. It's so good. And I heard Eddie talking about it this morning, and I just wanted to tell you guys I'm pretty excited. I don't get excited about much, but I'm going to go see Dolly today.
Man, I can't believe we're going to her house.
No, we aren't. Not going. There's no mouse in anybody's pocket. Oh. Scuba, are you going?
Yeah, there's four of us going.
Okay.
Who are the four?
Me, Scuba, and then two people that are not named Lunchbox.
Yeah.
We haven't decided yet. No, I'm just kidding. We have to shoot it. We have cameras, people, like crew.
So who are the two?
It doesn't matter. You don't know them.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as another people
one's
on the
Amy and one's Eddie. You don't know them. Never heard of them.
That's messed up.
All right. They asked a bunch of people, would you trust your coworkers with a secret? Now, it doesn't mean every coworker, because some of you guys are just losers.
Right.
Just generally speaking for all groups of coworkers.
I know who you're talking about there.
No, I'm not talking about anybody specifically. Mm-hmm. But would you trust some of your coworkers with a big secret, Amy?
Hmm. Yes.
There's one, two.
One, two. Yeah,
in this room, let's just do this room only.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan, Eddie, Lunchbox, Mike, mm-hmm. myself. There's five of us. Don't give any names. What percentage would you trust with a secret?
Five.
Three.
That's not a percentage. That'd be 60%.
Yeah.
60% with a secret?
Maybe four-ish.
40%?
Yeah.
Who's the one you wouldn't?
I'm not going to say. I didn't have to say.
Let me think. My secret, I would feel comfortable with...
What's the percentage?
Depends who I killed.
Should not be that hard.
Depends which person and how it affected you guys. Well, 60% of people say they would not trust a coworker, so it's about 40% that would. Like... I would say Mike and Eddie and Amy all know pretty big secrets.
Oh, yeah.
But not the same ones. What? That way, if I know if it comes out.
Wait, you tell everyone different secrets?
And some of them are fake, so if they come out, I know who did it.
Oh,
I
can trust you guys. Like that.
Yep, that's true. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Well, so if you think influencing is just for the young, well... Think again, because grandfluencer is totally a thing.
That's good.
I love
it. Yeah. So there's hope for us that are aging. Like, we can still...
Whoa. Stop with the hope for us that's aging. We're not grandfluencers, and everybody's aging.
I know they are.
Every single person listening is aging.
But this is so great that the newest rising stars on TikTok
are... You act like we're 500 years old.
Are grandfluencers.
We're getting there.
These are influencers over the age of 50, Bobby, which, I mean, we're almost there.
No, we're not.
Yep.
No. I'm 7 years away from 50. That's not close.
Closer than you are.
Well, I'm closer to 100 than two than I was. I was going to start doing, and I haven't, just mostly because I've been lazy with it. I was going to start calling myself the number one middle-age influencer and influencing like things like razors.
Hilarious. Yes.
Like electric, because I can, my electric razors, I get a good one, and then I'll leave it behind at a hotel or something. Not often. Once a year, so then I'll think I'll get another best one. And I'm like, this one kind of sucks. So I told my wife, I was like, I'm going to start being America's number one middle-aged influencer. And she was like, well, what are you going to influence? I was like, I don't know, anything and everything. It doesn't matter. As long as I say I'm number one most middle-aged, I can do anything. And so that's been the plan. I've been kind of lazy. But if these grandfluencers are already beating me to it, they're first to market, man.
Yeah, they're securing brand sponsorships. They help them bring in extra cash for retirement. That's amazing.
The influencer market is interesting because anybody can do it, but not everybody can do it. So if you can build up followers that will actually appreciate and listen to what you say, then you can be an influencer. But if you're just trying to influence by saying crap, nobody cares. They have to trust you and almost feel like they have a relationship with you to actually be an effective influencer.
Mm.
So everybody's, you know, people are like, oh, I want to be an influencer when I grow up. Cool. But what are you going to do? What are you going to produce that's compelling enough to make people fall into your web of influencing? You can't just be influencing out of thin air and all of a sudden people are believing you, you know? And if you're influencing like products that are the same kind of product but two different brands back to back, I wouldn't believe you.
Mm-mm.
It's like this show. You don't hear me go one day. I mean, Sonic's a massive client of ours. And not only that, I love Sonic and have loved them before they came on the show. But all of a sudden I'm off one day and I'm like, guys, nah. You know what? I love Five Guys.
That would be weird.
It would be weird. But I purposefully will not take ads. One, if we don't love it. And two, if it's so close because our audience won't trust us. So, but influencing is cool. I'm becoming a golf influencer.
Middle-aged.
Well, who plays golf? America's number one middle-aged influencer.
That's right.
That's right. All right, what else?
All right, I have the pitfalls that suck the happiness out of marriages, or any relationship for that matter.
Pitfalls?
Mm-hmm. Kids.
PS5.
This is from Huffington Post. Therapist did this whole write-up, and it says, first of all...
we went to our most personal ones, Eddie.
I felt that.
Comparing yourselves to other couples, because no two pairings are the same. Not communicating a game plan for life with children. Expecting you or your partner to stay the exact same course throughout the entire relationship because
mostly
life changes.
This is the problem that we have. Same course. I want to be on TikTok at night. And sometimes she'll be on the phone and she'll put her phone up. She's not on the phone near as much as I am. She'll be on the phone reading an article or something, or she'll read a book on her phone too. And she'll put her phone away, and then I'll still be on TikTok, and I'll be TikToking away. TikTok, TikTok. I'm not ready to put my phone away yet. But she is. It's ready for the phones to go down.
Because the next one here is not making time for regular check-ins.
We have all that. Okay. But sometimes I want to have TikTok time at night.
Blaming your partner for your unhappiness.
And then she's like, it's lighting up the room like a drive-in movie in the room. And I'm like, you just don't get it. So we need an invention where we can put glasses on our eyes. And we see our phone, they're like screens, and we see what's on our phone without our phone lighting up. Mm. I've often said this for the movie theater.
Yeah, that's perfect for the
movies. We need these glasses so the light doesn't go out everywhere. But if our glasses are on, boop, we get to see everything happening on our phone and on our screen without it shining a big light. Mm. How that's not a thing, I don't know. Hopefully be part of the new Apple headset, but that's going to cost thousands of dollars, and it's also going to be like you're wearing a bucket on your head.
Right, right.
It's hard to sleep with that on.
How are you going
to
carry that around, too?
I'll find a way. I'll have a second purse for that one. All right, what else?
Well, the last and final pitfall is not asking for help or support, because they can't help if they don't know what's really going on.
Well, I say, I need your help, because I want to have more TikTok time, so please be quiet. I want more TikTok. Go ahead.
Sam Hunt and his wife, they won't know the gender of their second child until it arrives, and that's by design. They agreed to wait and be surprised when the baby is born, and they're due in about 6 weeks. So that's going to be exciting. I don't know that I could hold off and wait and not know, but that's got to be so fun to just be in the moment, and then it comes out, and then ta-da.
I hear you. I guess if you already have what your first round choice was, then it's cool. But let's say if you...
Is that my gender?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
I'm just going to say if you... Let's just say I want a girl. Let's just say I want a girl. That's all I want is a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we're not going to look. And I'm just dying to have a girl. Mm-hmm. And then it's a boy right then. I don't want to run that moment by a little bit of me being like, golly, man, it's got a pee-pee. I want this. Now, if we already have a girl and we're like, we don't care what we're having next, a boy or a girl, then that would be fun. Also, for this whole story, insert boy for girl. Okay, is that it?
Yes. We knew that part.
Right.
Yeah, but maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
About a year ago, high school football, his name's Cooper Reed. He had a brain injury, got hurt real bad. He had to spend the year in and out of multiple hospitals. He had to go through intense physical therapy. Again, head injuries, they're a real thing, and he was just hit wrong. And this past weekend, after going through all of this, he got to go back to the field, back to the game. During a football game, they did a whole standing ovation type thing, and they also announced him homecoming king, which is pretty cool.
Awesome.
So his mom was there. You know, she not only talked about the support that night, but the support over the whole last year. And he is now also returned back to his high school, and his family feels good that he'll be able to catch up and then graduate in the spring, which is pretty great. So big shout out Cooper Reed, and also you guys at Troop High School. That's pretty cool. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are,
mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.